They're back. The Two Bears hats that sold out in 3 minutes last time are back. Go ahead to store.ymhstudios.com and get the limited edition New Era Minor League Baseball Two Bears hats. Get it now.
My answer is 33.
How old are you?
I'm 43.
What?
43.
Are you 48?
I'm not 50. That's the answer. 100%. Cheers.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, you know.
I think I should start it because people are going to go, what the fuck is this show?
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Finally, Two Bears, One Cave, the way you've asked for it. Just Bert, no Tom.
You know, what's crazy is that I wish we were doing this right after your show coming up, because you got to be excited to be doing the fucking amphitheater.
Red Rocks, baby. I hope it went well. I hope the mushrooms turned out okay.
Are you doing mushrooms before the show?
No. I'm doing them for Jimmy Buffett the next night.
So I
have a lot of mushrooms. Natav, how many mushrooms do I have?
You have close to a year supply for someone that does shrooms a lot.
How many are you going to eat?
I'm going to start off with one cap and one stem and hope that it works well.
Good.
Yeah, no, Nadav said, you need to take a fucking epic amount and really hit it hard for like 4 hours.
You're trying to do it right, aren't you?
And then you're going to go with, are you going to go with the boys to see Buffett?
No, Leanne, Mark Norman, me, Dave Williamson, both Mark and Dave's chicks, my friend Sandy and Tom, and a bunch of us. I think my business manager, we're all going to see Buffett.
Are all going to see Buffett.
Yeah, you know what's crazy is Jimmy Buffett asked if he could interview me before the show. So I'm going to be on his he has a podcast, so I'm going to be on his podcast. Let me tell you something. That motherfucker does not know what he's getting. He is getting a full Bert Kreischer dose. I am giving him a epic dose, as Nadav would say, of Bert Kreischer. I will do.
You're not going to be like, good to meet you.
I'm going to be like, yeah. Fucking, he's going to go, so, and I'm like, I'll take it from here. Shirt off. When I was 22 years old, I got involved with the Russian mafia. Did I ever tell you the Tracy Morgan story? Jimmy, you're about to fucking lose your mind. I'm about
They're
to
They're going
to
be like, hey, we got to do a show too. We're good. Thank you.
He literally, I bet he's just, his mouth is going to be open going like back and forth. Like, what the fuck? Dude,
I'm be like, is this what podcasts are like? No.
He's like, I was going to ask you 5 questions. What's your favorite? What meal would you like if you die? I cannot wait. I'm such a fan of Jimmy Buffett's.
You seem like a big Jimmy Buffett fan.
I am a Jimmy big. I remember when I was a kid being like going to Jimmy Buffett concerts and just thinking like, this guy's got the fucking life. Like,
oh yeah.
He goes up, has a few cold beers, smokes a joint, plays some fucking hits. Right.
I was in the Bahamas one time and they told me it was like a small place, like a small little, you know, 5-table shack kind of place.
Yeah.
And the guy goes, yeah, Jimmy Buffett was here. And he got so enraged that somebody was saying a prayer before they ate that he stood up and was like, I'm not going to eat any place where you say a prayer to a false god, and stormed out. And I was like, oh my
God. Are you fucking serious?
Yeah. Bring that up on the podcast.
Oh God!
Yeah,
no, I was.
I think he's a big time atheist, which I'm fine with. I just think it's funny to yell at the locals about it.
Yeah, I knew. I mean, I think if you could have one career of one artist,
yeah,
you'd probably be like Lou Reed. But like, whose life would you like to emulate? Like, if you could just go, all right, you're gonna get the same type of career. Longevity wise, and you can live like him, dude. I'd go Jimmy Buffett in a fucking heartbeat. You got Margaret.
Well, you are him. That you're the comedian equivalent of Jimmy Buffett.
For real?
So yeah, of course you are. Jimmy Buffett's like, let's just all have a fucking drink and hang out.
Oh yeah, I guess.
And take it easy and wear flip flops everywhere. You are fucking.
I'm fucking wearing them right now.
Of course you are.
We're coming out with a new line on Freewater. They're really awesome, Tom. Can you see them?
Yeah,
they're really fucking comfortable.
I know. Yeah, you're Jimmy Buffett, dude.
I'm in a bathing suit right now. I slept in it.
You slept in your bathing suit?
I slept in my bird dogs. I've been doing these reads about bird dogs. Do the bird dogs sponsor this podcast, Nadav?
No.
But they're the fucking
got a free one.
They're
Go
so
ahead.
Goddamn comfortable. I sleep in them. I swim in them. I just don't take them off.
Yeah. That's cool, man.
Yeah. Who would you want to be like? You probably
I'm trying to think.
Drake.
Oh, that's a good life. He's living a great life. Are you kidding me?
I listened to his fucking new.
You didn't like it?
Champagne Poppy Big Mama, whatever.
Certified Lover Boy, the new
Certified
album?
Certified Lover Boy.
You can't even say lover, right?
Or Lover Boy. Every song starts.
What did you like more? Certified Lover Boy or Donda?
Donda. I'm going to say Donda because I like Kanye better. I like Kanye.
Why do you like him better?
Because he's unpredictable. Okay. Like I've always liked Kanye, and I think I feel like all Kanye's life comes out in his art.
Well, I would take Kanye's life because it's been like a super chill, like easy kind of going life.
Yeah,
I feel like there's nothing to it. No, I think that's both those guys. It's too much. I don't need that much, dude. I don't need that much attention or scrutiny or, you know what I mean? Their lives are too crazy. Dial it back a little bit for me. Maybe like more artistic. Nas, there you go. I would take his career.
Well, you know what I found out? Because Big Boy released a song with Killer Mike and Sleepy Brown the mm-hmm. same day that Kanye came out and the same day that within the same week that Certified Lover Boy and all that came out. And yeah. I like that style of rap. I think it's called trap music. Is that what it's called?
You like trap house shit?
I like rap music. I like fucking rhymes. I listened to Certified Lover Boy on the way over here, and it's pretty good, but it's not my favorite style of rap, you know?
It's super distinct. It is distinct. It is, yeah.
And I actually didn't in love Donda as much as I'm saying, because I was like, I didn't get into it. The way I listened, the second I put in Big Boy's new album, new song, it was just one song. I listened to it on repeat. It's just, I just connect with that style of music better, I think.
I think that's totally fair to say, man. I mean, they are totally distinct sounds, and yeah.
You're getting I feel like you're getting into hip. You know more about hip hop than I do. Because you turned me on to the, not Finesse. Who's the guy, the DJ you like? DJ Premier?
Yeah.
DJ Premier has that web series where he breaks down
songs.
Oh,
yeah. Fuck, yeah, it's called So What's Up. Yeah. That's so cool, right? Where he's break. You know, because I pitched to him. I was like, I want to do a documentary on you where you break down some of your, because his catalog is so insane of
really
huge. Oh, my God. It's crazy. It's like a lot of producers have, you know, a handful of hits, but he's like one of those guys where you could just scroll. It's like 50, 100. That's on top of all the Gangstar stuff. And I was like, there's a for sure documentary in you. And then this is like a little web version sort of what I envisioned, where he's telling you the story behind, you know, making this record and that record and working with different artists. It's the shit I totally am fascinated by. So I could watch him do that over and over, man.
By the way, I have to apologize because I just realized I shit on two albums that are the biggest albums of the year, and there are legit music fans going, you have no fucking idea what you're talking about.
Well, yeah, but you're Bert.
Yeah, but no, but that's but people do that with comedy all the time.
Oh,
and they're
that
guy
true.
Fucking sucks. And you're like, hold on, he doesn't fucking suck. John Mulaney, well, pretty good. Yeah. I end up having defend.
He got trashed.
I got to defend John Mulaney all the time.
Yeah, no, it's so funny too. I saw how many people have opinions about, I mean, I'm not even getting into super details about John, but using him as an example where they're invested in someone's life that they don't know at all.
Dude.
Like they're all people tweeting about John. They're like, I can't believe it's what are you talking about?
I got a text.
You don't
from
know
someone.
Him.
I got a text. So there's so Mulaney was in the group. And by the way, I don't, it feels weird talking about John Mulaney at all because he's had to go through so much shit. But John Mulaney was in the group of they called wife guy comics. Was that it?
I don't know what that is.
It's like a good wife guy, meaning like you're a good guy, like that we follow your career, but we love the fact that you love your wife. And then when he got a divorce, everyone was like, what the fuck? And then they're like, what's up with these wife guys comics? Am I saying that right? See if that's a phrase, because there's one wife guy comic that apparently is going around the rumor mill, went to a sorority house and was like getting girls' numbers and is a wife guy comic. I don't know who it is. I wish I did. But
you don't know who it is?
I don't know who it is, but people started texting me. Someone was leaking it on TikTok, and friends were texting me, Bert, is this you? You need to clean this up. And I was like, no, it's not me. By the way, I would totally own that shit and throw it all over Instagram if I was at a fucking sorority house. I'd be like, yeah, come on, bitches. Like, fucking not going to fucking hide from Jesus Christ.
We should salute whoever that is.
Can you imagine fucking a sorority girl? How exhausting that would be.
What, dealing with all the tears?
Just talking to her.
Like, yeah.
Fucking a 19-year-old girl. There's nothing I want to say to her at all. Like, there's not one. So like, here's the thing. It's like,
there's something you could do about that, you know.
I don't like your opinions on. Yeah, I couldn't. What's the youngest you could have sex with?
Okay, this is what I'm talking about. I don't know, man. I don't feel like. Well, you could just have sex with her, like.
What if, you know, Tom goes 14?
Stop. What if? I mean, you're talking about sex, or actually hang out and have sex, or you just mean like just shove it in?
No, you got it. You got to date them. You got to date them. Like, this is your new chick. This is your new piece.
It's not going to be older than
you. Got
to be like,
you got to introduce her to Rogan, and be like, and his wife and his kids, and you got to have a smile on your face and go, no. So do you guys co-sign on this?
Well, I got to take him. I have to bring her over to him.
You got
to
bring her. No, you got to hang out with her. Like, you got to bring her places, yeah. And people got to go like, holy shit, Tom. So where did you guys meet? Preschool?
I think 10 years younger, man. That's the youngest I could go. 32.
Yeah, it's got to be
I can't go much. Huh?
It's got to be 30s.
Yeah, of course, man. And even that might be, it's probably better to be like, 36.
You don't want that old, Jesus Christ.
It's like, wait, how old would you go?
Like getting used shoes. You don't want them like all totally right. Fucking used. You want them to look kind of new.
How old would you go? How young would you go?
In a used car. It's like buying a used car, Tom. You don't want it to look like a used car. You want it to look like it's new, but it's still got miles on it.
40. You would be what? 41?
Oh, no, 33. My answer is 33. 33.
How old are you?
I'm 43.
What?
43.
Are you 48?
I'm not 50. That's the answer. I'm not 50. Okay. Yeah, I'm 48.
And you're still going. So you're going 15 years younger?
Oh, God. Don't say it like that. That sounds horrible.
Okay.
But 33. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you would see, but that's a total Jimmy Buffett move. I could see him doing that, so that's good.
That's a Jimmy. Oh, I guarantee you. Oh, check, see how old Jimmy Buffett's current wife is,
and how many times he's been married.
Oh, wow!
It ain't once.
It definitely is not once.
No,
I guarantee you, Jimmy Buffett's got to have three under his belt. Did you get the first one right? First one's the franchise player, yeah.
Right?
That's who you build the franchise on.
So
and then,
Savannah Jane Buffett is 42 years old.
She's 42. How old is he?
How old's Jim? His wife's younger than me.
Hold on.
He's 74.
You think so?
I'm guessing.
Yeah, nailed it. 74.
Yeah, I'm a big job.
Okay, how many times have you been married?
Well, this definitely wasn't his first.
Wikipedia.
This wasn't his first.
All right.
I'm glad I've already
Life.
I've already met Jimmy Buffett when all this has happened.
It's not listing as
the divorce in 1971. Buffett married. I found it right away. How do you not see this?
Yeah, how do you not see it?
There it is. Found it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Married Margie Washichek in 1969, and they divorced in 71.
Okay, there's the first one. Then what? Another one? How many are we up to? Usually in that little thing on the right there.
Second
under
wife,
his photo.
Jane. There it is.
Yeah, yeah. I actually scroll up, and it'll tell you very quickly. So does it say married
spouses? No.
Nope.
So is Jane this one, the 42-year-old?
Looks like it, yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's a nice age gap, Bert. 30 years younger.
Jesus. If I make it to 74, then what do you care if someone's like, 30 years? Yeah.
You know what? You could do that. She'd be 18. It's totally legal. You could have an 18-year-old.
God, is that 30 years? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's like me dating an 18-year-old right now. That's George's friends.
Yeah, you can find one you like.
That is so fucking creepy when you think about me hanging out. I couldn't even hang out and eat
it's
pizza.
It's creepy
with
if Georgia
yesterday.
Walks in the morning and she's like, hey, Dad. Hey, Kaylee.
Robert Schimmel dated his daughter's friend.
Yeah, married her, right?
Married her. Fucking wifed
had
her
kids
up.
With, yeah.
It's funny. When I met Robert Schimmel, he's passed, so I mean, but when I met Robert Schimmel, I didn't think anything of it at all. Now, as his age, when that happened, I'm like, that's pretty fucking weird.
Yeah, you think so,
that's
huh?
really fucking weird. But when he told me that, I was like, oh, cool, that's cool, man. Hey. Oh, that's really cool. Oh, that's awesome. Oh.
He's got to be great, right?
Your dad was in the great. Holocaust? Wait, tell me more.
Hey, how crazy was that shit I took on FaceTime yesterday?
I almost threw up. It sounded like you were squirting meatballs out of a fucking Glad bag. Like you had cut a hole in a Glad bag, and you, like a gallon Glad bag that was filled with meatballs, and there was just enough to get two meatballs at a time, and you squeeze it really hard into a bucket of water. It was so aggressive that I started gagging on FaceTime with you.
Yeah, we were talking. I was like, man, my stomach's been upset for a couple of days. Check this out. It brought you in there, and you were like, ugh.
It was the sound of it. See, I've done that sound before, but yeah. It's my sound. I made the sound. When you made the sound, I was like, ugh. Like, that would make someone throw up in the stall next to you. Like, definitely. Yeah. I told you that I made that dude throw up, and I took a shit so bad.
In Japan?
And the guy threw up. I wish I could find out what I ate, because I would love to be able to fucking shit like that again.
Why?
Oh, dude, it smelled so bad. So fucking bad. You have no
idea. Why do you want to do that again?
It's happened to me twice. It happened again. It happened again in Colorado. I don't know what I ate. I think in Colorado it might have been a raw egg.
Ugh.
Actually, I know it was. It's raw eggs.
Raw eggs.
Raw eggs is what does it to me. Eat a raw egg, and that should be the next challenge, the raw egg challenge. And then you shit in a public place and listen to people go, ugh.
Are you flying early to Colorado or no?
Yeah, 11 o'clock.
No, I'm saying the day of or day before?
Day before, going to dial in, get some, like, go to a dispensary, get all set up, and then we're staying in these really nice cabins on a river. And so,
nice.
Yeah, I got cabins for everyone, got a Sprinter van to take us back and forth, and then we are, dude, you know where the fucking nice one is? I'm doing Tallahassee October 24th, and we're in Orlando the night before. And the offensive coordinator hit me up and was like, hey, man, do you guys want to come to a game? And I was like, fuck yes.
Yes.
So you ready for this? I'm going to get, because here's the thing. You live by this. And I think I didn't realize how cheap I am. Like, I'm really cheap. I get like certain things, not to like call myself out, but like just pay. This sounds really fucking horrible, but like paying feature acts. I had a hard time getting to the point where you were like, because in my head, I was like, no, I was a feature for whatever the club gave you. And you're like, no, you got to tip them more than that. You got to give them more than that. Because didn't you want it? And I was like, yeah, but I didn't get it. And you're like, no, you got to do it more. And then when I started doing theaters, you were like, this is like industry standard. And you've always been good about spending money to make money, or spending money to make sure everyone's taken care of, or splurging. Like taking your family to Hawaii or stuff like that, your dad and your sisters and all that. Like, you've always been good at that, and I'm not good at that. I fucking have a hard time doing that. And I did that for Colorado, and I'm doing it for Florida State, because I haven't been back to Florida State in 25 years.
Dude, that's going to be so fucking rad.
So we're doing Orlando Saturday night. So Saturday morning, we're doing Orlando Friday and Saturday night, right?
Right.
So Saturday morning, I'm getting a private jet to take us to Tallahassee. Everyone on the tour, we're going to Tallahassee. We're going to watch the game, fucking party our balls off, then get back on the private jet, go back to Orlando, do our two shows Saturday night, and then get on the tour bus, go back into Orlando, and do the show Sunday.
Fucking amazing.
Yeah, because I'm like,
what game are you going to? Do you know?
I don't know. Say what game is October 23rd for Florida State, Nadav, of 2021 or 22. What year are we in?
21.
2000.
Yeah. That's going to be amazing, man.
Wake Forest. It's going to be Wake Forest.
UMass Minutemen.
Okay.
UMass is playing FSU at FSU.
The Florida State Seminoles.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. That's it. Wow. Well, you're going to, you might see a fucking scalping, like an actual murder take place.
That's going to be interesting. I wish it was a different
fucking
game.
Hey, that's a game to get shit-faced at for sure.
By the way, I bet the offensive coordinator is like, we could definitely squeeze you into the stadium on this game.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be like, you want field passes? You want to fucking, you want to coach?
Have you done any weightlifting with your left arm?
Have I?
Yeah.
I started 2 days ago with 5 pounders. I got cleared to do 5 pounds.
Fuck me.
But it's all because of the nerve is connected by, and I'm quoting the doctor here, doll hairs. So they've been waiting for it to grow and heal, and it can snap if you stress it, you know, or put so.
Did you have anxiety about re-injuring yourself, like the nerve or the arm or the?
Well, I was a little, yeah. I mean, obviously you get like a little bit, you know, and then there was the time where I was on the couch on week, like, let's say 3 or 4, and Ellis ran and jumped and 2 knees into my forearm. And I was like, ah, fuck. And I almost beat him. So like
beat him with your things like arm. That. You did this.
Dude, you motherfucker. And he's like, what? Sorry, Tom. So, yeah, you know, stuff like that. But he was like, don't pick anything up. And I was like, he goes, anything, just don't pick anything up. And I've just been cleared to go to 5 pounds. So I could pick up, you know, regular things, but like, I won't pick up my suitcase with this hand. I won't do anything really substantial with this hand. And then all of a sudden in 3 more weeks, I'm full cleared.
So full cleared.
Just waiting for it. And I can pick up whatever I can tolerate.
What arm challenge are we going to do?
Dude, we should do something real easy. I think we should do something like you fuck darts with our broken arms.
Dude, I get.
Yeah, we're both left. It's both left, right? Yeah, left and left.
It's both left. And it's killing me not to use it. Like right now,
it would be fun to do sports shit with our left hands because we both do everything right-handed for sports, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like accuracy stuff.
Yeah. The people loved watching us with our right hands play tennis so much. Let's watch it with our left hand.
Oh my God. That would be such a shit show, dude.
I've been antsy about using this arm. Like I've been like, feel like it's healed and I've passed 90 degrees range of motion, but I'm not allowed to use weights yet. I'm still not allowed to use weights.
Wait, just wait, dude. Your tendons are healing. Don't do anything.
I was telling Drew, but the nerve block really fucked me up.
Oh yeah.
Like I really never thought stuff like, and I had this kid Chase Freeman, you know Chase Freeman, the guy who got I had him on my podcast, and he said something that fucking chilled me to the bone. He said, you know, he couldn't move anything in his body, and he went into surgery, and he looked at the anesthesiologist, and he was like, "I hope you don't know what you're doing, and you kill me right now." He said that to him. He's like, "That's exactly how I felt going into this surgery." And then he goes, "And then I came out of the surgery, and I could move my arm," and I was like, "Well, they did something right." Shit. And then he was like, and then he was like, I had a false sense of hope that I was like, I'm going to be 100% fine. I just need to bust my ass. And he was like,
wow.
And then he was like, I was like that for like a month and a half. And then I realized at a certain point, oh, it's not going to be, I was kidding myself. I'm never going to be 100%. But he's doing great. His golf swing's a little fucked up, but he's out on a golf course having beers with his friends. Like, that's all you fucking want out of life, you know?
Yeah. That's amazing, man. That kid's story is crazy.
Do you have a sense of the fragility of life now that you've hurt yourself? And it's
Dude, it's affected me much more than I've realized at times. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like
it was I don't know. I kind of realized that I didn't really let myself embrace like certain emotions as much as I should have, you know?
No, like what?
Like
what?
I just always kind of, you know, I'm a real even keeled guy. Like, I don't get too excited, but I also don't get too down.
Yeah.
And I just kind of stay like, you know, in the middle. And I've let myself go to more extremes since I got injured. Like, I let myself get more excited or sad when I feel like it, because it affected me that way, you know? Like, I get more emotional.
That's interesting. I'm driving here, not to, I won't give away where we are, but I've gotten, as Nadav can attest, I've gotten lost the last 5 times I've driven here.
How?
I don't know. I don't fucking know. I mean, so lost that I'm like, what the fuck? I'm having to text him. And today I didn't text you. I just went to your last text and you sent me the address and I clicked it. And I'm like, God, I was close. But today I'm driving.
Bro, you've been there like 150 times.
I know. Well, I moved. How? I moved. So I'm, coming from a new direction.
It's like, what's that new address again?
My daughters are like, Dad, please, please, please. No Instagram stories in the front of the house. No Instagram stories too high. Like, don't let anyone know where we live. So anyway. Oh, by the way, I had closure on the thing I talked to Drew about the other night. I want to talk to you about that, okay? About propaganda. Back to, so anyway, I'm driving here and I'm.
Yeah.
And they're like 2 blocks. So you know where I'm sitting, right? 2 yeah. blocks that way, right? 2 blocks right. that way and 1 block that way. There's mm-hmm. a house and there are 2 people, a young man and an older man, both in wheelchairs in the front smoking cigarettes. And I just, and it was like, and it's hot as fuck here in the valley. And yep. I looked at it and I just was like, God, man, keep me out of a fucking wheelchair. Like, keep me out of, like, I looked at it and I said a prayer for them. Cause I was like, the last thing I want to do is be on a wheelchair with my daughter in a fucking front stoop.
And just, that injury too, like it really made me, I mean, you've been around me some, rethink like health so much more, like all, you know, like I eat better. I work out like 6 days a week, man. And I do it just because like, I don't want it to happen. Like, I think in a way in my head again, and I just want to be healthier for longer.
I couldn't understand how you didn't eat. Like when I got on Go Big Show, I ate like there was a reality show watching me about how much I'd eat. Like I ate so much. I should call the kid that ordered for me. I'm not joking, yeah. Tom. I would order 3 meals at a time. 3 meals for breakfast, 3 meals for lunch, 3 meals for dinner.
And what is he like, who are these for?
And at one, that's, I'm going to call him. I wonder what that kid thinks. I wonder if I have his fucking number still.
You're such a maniac, dude.
I ordered 3, and I at one point I was wondering if he was like, I got one of these for me. Like thinking if that's what he, and I was eating it anyway.
Do you think though, what, isn't it crazy to you, honestly, that you're not fatter?
I'm shocked I'm not fatter. I'm shocked.
Yeah.
Like I was eating ice cream. Like I was just like, there was a freezer of ice cream sandwiches and I just go down there and I'd eat 3. Like I could not get control of myself. And it was because
you told this to me a lot that like when you sometimes your eyes just see it and you go, I just can't stop. I can't stop.
I
pizzas and you know what I mean? You're like, I ate fucking a whole extra large pizza. I'm like, what? You're like, I just couldn't stop myself.
I would just fucking, and I was like, I just got in the cast and I just got everything. I was like, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to do what Tom did. I'm going to eat clean. And then I was just wolfing. I mean, I'd eat a cheeseburger as like, that was what I'd snack on in between meals. Like,
really?
I ballooned during.
Do you think you were stressed and that's why you were doing that more there?
I think I was stressed. I think I was unhappy. I think I was depressed. I think, and I was having anxiety about my arm because I was like, because it would hurt. And then I'd be like, fuck, did I fuck it up somehow?
Do you weigh yourself a lot or no?
I just did. I did the day of the surgery. You know, when you told me that the truth weight was 139. And so I was
239.
239. 239. And then
that's not that bad.
And then I weighed myself the day I came home from Go Big Show, and I was 246. And I ever since I got back from Go Big Show, I've been eating really good. I measure myself on if I can see my dick on the toilet. Did I tell you that?
That's what you look for.
If I can see my dick like this, like not like peering over, but just see my dick, then I'm in good shape. When I was doing the movie, I could really see my dick. But there was a week when I was doing the movie where I couldn't see my thighs. I was like,
that's the week you had 12 cheeseburgers for lunch?
That was, yeah. There was a week where I was like, fucking, I just don't know what's wrong with me.
Like, I don't think it's that great. I mean, but it is, you are like lucky that you don't even balloon more. I really think that way you, when you go hard with the booze and the food, it's like, you should be fucking like 295.
Yeah. Yeah. I should be 295. But now that I'm home, I've been eating really healthy and eating clean. I'm drinking like a fucking fish, but I'm polar plunging in the morning, sauna in the morning, working out.
I've seen you do the polar plunging. Do you love it?
I love the fucking polar plunge. Dude, I love it. It's one of those ones that like Joe has where it's, because I liked it with the ice. I loved it with the ice. I'd just get 300 pounds of ice, and then that would last me like 3 days. I could work 3 days of ice through that. And then I just do it twice a day. But this thing, it's at 42 degrees all the time. I think you can get it low, go lower. I wonder what the name of it is. Is it called Renew? R-E-N-U?
Yeah. I dig that. I might get one.
What's
for
the name
here,
of it? Because let me get this guy hooked up with you, because he gave me mine, and he'll hook you up. What type in R-E-N-U.
Is it that?
It looks like it, right?
Yeah, Renew Therapy. Yeah, that's it. That's what I got. And it's really nice. It's on all the time. It has oxidation. It's very expensive. Holy shit. He gave that to me?
Looks like it.
Motherfucker. Thank you, dude. It's fucking awesome. I love it. Good God. That's fucking awesome.
I like about a polar plunge, though?
What?
Is I actually love how alert I feel. Like that feeling. It's the same feeling I get. Like, so I have the same pre-show routine pretty much most times, unless like schedule or travel doesn't allow it, which is I always try to do cardio like 2 hours before.
Me too.
Because there's that thing that happens. For me, it's like once you cross usually like 25 to 30 minute mark, and not like you don't have to be like full, like all out, but like you're moving, you're sweating. Where like you just kind of wake up a little more, you feel a little more alert. And I love that feeling to go on stage like alert, not like groggy and, you know what I mean, dragging.
Yep.
So that's why I always try to do it like pre-show. And I feel like cold stuff does that. Like if you jump into a cold lake, you know, and so you come out, you're like, whew, you just feel alert. I love that feeling.
I love the feeling. I got in. I didn't get in this morning because I was running late, but I get in first thing in the morning. I just go out. I make a coffee. I turn on the sauna, go out, turn on the sauna, come in, make a coffee. Go back to the backyard, have a little coffee, get out, and then I do 1 minute, just 1 minute in the cold plunge. But normally, if I'm doing the cold plunge, I do it for like 4 minutes. I do box,
4 minutes.
Yeah, do box breathing, where I go four breaths in, hold it for 4 seconds, count of four, breathe out, and then hold it for 4 seconds. And then for some reason, it just calms you down, and then you can stay in for like 4 minutes. Isla loves it. Isla keeps jumping in. Isla loves it. She's like, I feel like wide awake when I get out of it. I was like, that's what I love about it.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah, it's, dude, that, when Joe did 20 minutes, I was like, what the fuck?
I think that really fucked him up.
Really?
Yeah, I think he was fucking shaking for 2 days. It changed his core temperature. I was out here in Austin, and he was fucking wearing a sweater for like a week.
Wearing a sweater and a fucking scarf. Mittens.
It's so crazy.
Why the fuck?
It's almost like somebody was like, I bet you can't, and he was like, okay, you know, you can.
That's the problem.
That to him.
That's the problem with being Joe Rogan, is if you're just a person, sometimes they're like, what the fuck, I thought, why'd you let your inner bitch conquer you,
dude? Remember we did the Sober October challenge, and it was like, who, like, I think you were like, I'll win this or something, and I was like, as soon as you said, I was like, oh shit. And then like one time I was with him, and we were, where were we? I forget where we were, but it was in some venue, It was years ago. And there was this bar hang like on the ceiling. And somebody was like one of the fucking staff people was like, I bet you can't do more pull-ups than me. And I saw his head spin. He's like, what? And I was like, oh, fuck. And then they just started doing pull-ups.
What a fucking, yeah. I mean, what a good brain to have, but what a fucking horrific brain to have to live with.
Yeah.
Like that yeah. like, cause it, that is, that brain is what it got him to where he is today.
Yeah. 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 It's part of it. Yeah,
it's part of it. But there is also the, oh shit, I got this brand new polar plunge and I just did, I couldn't last a minute. And now I'm getting harassed by the internet. Looks like I'm going to change my core temperature tomorrow and do 20 minutes.
Insane.
Fucking insane.
He buys his pants based on whether he can do full kicks in them, you know? Like, and he's like, you know what these pants are? Because they're like elastic and I can kick in them. I was like, oh yeah, that's how I buy pants too.
Yeah, that's exactly how I buy my pants.
Yeah.
So crazy.
What are the different personality types, Nadav? Pull up personality types. Oh, this is what I want to talk to you about, propaganda. So last week.
Yeah, what is this? Because you said you set it up with Drew?
I talked to Drew about it. I was saying that I was having a hard time. My social media team was like, hey, we need to announce that you sold out Red Rocks. We want to make a big announcement. And I was like, I didn't feel like, I didn't understand why you would do that. I now understand it because I did post it. And you get a lot of people going, hey, congratulations, that's awesome. And you're like, oh, cool, thank you.
Yeah.
And it's something you should be proud of because I worked very hard. I didn't think I'd be able to sell 10,000 tickets, and I worked hard to sell them. And but what's interesting is my take was when you see like all of us posting videos or pictures of us in front of a sold out crowd in a big theater, my thing was, I felt bad because I knew that there are comics out there that see that and then that affects them, how they feel about themselves. Because they're like,
really?
I thought so. But then I realized it's one comic. It's one comic that told me he had to mute me because he couldn't look at that because it was a direct reflection on how he felt about himself. And it was one
Jesus,
dude.
Man.
Yeah. So I got a lot cooler with it. And I'll be posting a lot of fucking pictures of me in front of audiences. I'm going back to old school Bert Gaddafi propaganda mode. Yeah. Like I'm gonna make the Taliban is gonna look soft spoken compared to me.
You're really gonna go into overdrive.
I'm going overdrive promotion mode. I'm gonna be like, guys, I sold out this airplane, and I'll be taking pictures of myself in airplanes. Wait, let's see personality types, Nadav. Okay. There's four personality types.
Okay. Really?
No, there's 16, but this is a subdivision called the analysts.
Why do we go to the analysts?
Well, this is different.
Wait, can we take a personality test?
I'm sure you can.
Take the test. Look at this.
Okay. Bert, do you want to go first?
Let's me and you do this. Ready?
You're doing it together? Well,
oh, you're going to be shocked. You're going to be shocked.
We can't answer together because it's going to do one at a time, you know?
No, we don't need to take the test. But I think these answering these questions is very interesting.
Okay, what's the first question?
You regularly make new friends. I am strong disagree.
What?
I never make
really?
New friends. I never make new friends. You always make new friends.
Okay.
You spend a lot of your free time exploring various random topics that pique your interest. I'm strongly agreeing.
Yeah.
You too?
Yeah, I would agree on that.
Seeing other people cry can easily make you feel like you want to cry also.
Yes.
100%.
Yes.
You often make a backup plan for your backup plan. Agree.
Strongly agree.
I have exit strategies on everything.
Okay.
I have exit strategies on interviews. If they ask me a question, I've answered the question in the shower that morning already.
Jesus.
So strongly agree, Bert?
Yeah. You usually stay calm even under pressure. Not.
Yeah, that's not you.
At social events, you rarely try to introduce yourself to new people and mostly talk to people you already know. Yeah, I'm very quiet at a party.
What?
Disagree. I'm talking to everyone, but I don't let them talk.
Yeah, but yeah, you're a strong disagree, right?
Yeah, strong disagree. All right. How many of these fucking questions? Oh,
there's going to be a 10%. Lot, dude.
This is going to be a fucking horrible podcast.
Yeah, we don't want to answer this whole thing right now.
I'll tell you what. How about this, Nadav? Why don't you just answer it for me?
No, just sure finish it. Finish it after we record.
Yeah. It's interesting because I wonder how an injury affects your personality.
It does.
You know?
It does. Yeah. I mean, I didn't realize it at first because at first you're just so in it. But then it was talking to, like, honestly, my PT, and then Chris DiStefano was a physical therapist. You know, that's what he did before stand up.
That's so
funny.
And
he was like, oh yeah, dude. He's like, we saw it. Like, for them, they see it every day because they're working with people who've been severely injured sometimes. And he's like, all the time. See, he's like, some people like come out of their shell, have like dramatic changes. You know, it doesn't have to be dramatic for everyone, but he's the one that said, I think you definitely feel a personality shift.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny because I wonder, like, the thing that I can't get past is it can all happen so quickly,
like, so fast. Sometimes I close my eyes and I fucking picture that day, you know, like the basketball injury day and like the moment of it, and it's like, man, I still remember pushing off and like not knowing what happened to my leg. And then how quickly, like the quickness of the arm, and then like, you know, hearing like ooh, and like having the tunnel vision of like, I know I'm super fucked up right now, and just yeah. But what you're saying though, it's just how fast it happened, how fast
I think of
how those, everything changes.
I think of those kids that this past weekend that did cocaine. And overdosed.
Oh my God, man.
That's not supposed to happen. I'm not saying that, look, everyone can sit out there and be like, guys, this is why you don't do cocaine. Shouldn't do cocaine. But the truth is, everyone's been there, and that's not how it's supposed to happen. And not only that, but not everyone in your party fucking dies. Like, that's not supposed to happen.
Dude, don't forget, I overdosed too. I remember how quickly that happens. Like, how you're just at a party and you're just hanging out. And I was the only one that ended up in the hospital. And it was fucking, yeah. You wake up and you're just like, oh, my whole world's changed. Everything's changed.
We had
it's so quick.
We had a bachelor party fresh out of college when I just moved to New York. We had a bachelor party in Atlanta. And it was right when Outkast released that song, Rosa Parks. Mm-hmm. And we were in this tour bus. We were at a strip club in Atlanta, and we had all eaten ecstasy, and I had eaten half a pill. And because I've always been a little bit of a pussy when it comes to drugs. So everyone passing around ecstasy pills, I eat half a pill, put the other half in my pocket, and I'm in the bathroom, and that song, oh no, everybody move to the back of the bus. You don't want to foam and grump with us. What that fuss. And as I walk out, two dudes pass out. And they're like, shit, what's going on? And they're like, they're fine, they're breathing, just let them sleep it off. And they were moving
bodies. That's what they
said to me. They were moving bodies to the back of the bus and putting them in bunks. And I was sitting there going like, and I walked back into the bathroom and I just taken the pill. And I was like, oh my God, like how the fuck do I get this out of my system? And I just looked in the mirror and I was like, dear God, please don't let me overdose right now. And I went in, and I had a fucking fantastic evening. And I didn't take the other half, but I just was like, I can't connect with that. That's not me. And then the next morning, we all went over to our buddy's house, and everyone was like, yeah, man, that fucking, whatever was in that pill, man, that knocked me the fuck out. I was out all night. And I was like,
That sleep it off thing is how people die a lot too, you know?
Yeah.
Because people are scared to address the problem. So they're just like, ah, you'll wake up. And sometimes people don't wake up.
That once you invite drugs, and once you do the illegal activity, that's what happened with that my buddy Chase, is they, for what, I don't know, I mean, I won't go into too great of detail, but, you know, he fucking, I don't know if you heard the podcast, he hit his head and then woke up face down, nose broken, and couldn't move anything. And they fuck, and the chick that was her house, she was a lawyer. She was like, no, I'm not calling the fucking cops. I'm not calling an ambulance. I'll lose everything. For 45 minutes, she stood over him while he couldn't fucking move. And she was like, I'm not calling anyone. He fuck, come on, get up. You fucking just fell. Get the fuck up. There's no way you're paralyzed. Get the fuck up. And for 45 minutes, she didn't want to call the cops because she was afraid she was going to lose everything. By the way, she should be disbarred. She was a fucking lawyer in Philadelphia. She should be disbarred. But
that's horrible. And what did he hit his head and that caused the injury?
He hit his head. His head went back and he had a condition where his, I guess there was a not, I'm a horrible listener, but not a lot of space between his vertebrae. So when he did that, it caused trauma immediately. And also the other fucking saving grace, or he would have sued her, is she, it didn't matter for 45 minutes. 45 minutes didn't matter. It didn't matter to get him to the hospital quicker. None of that would have changed anything.
Wow.
But 45 minutes, you're laying there.
She's
standing there with
get
two,
up.
Two other girls. She's like, get up. Just get up. You didn't fucking hurt yourself. Get up. And she, man, all I think is of in that situation is Georgia. Georgia laying on the ground. I just want someone to be mindful that that's my child. And that's what I think about for everything. Is that someone's child? Like everyone's someone's child, and you would just want someone to take care of the person as if it was your child. Like going,
sure.
Like fucking heartbreaking that you'd be.
But then you don't think about that when you're sitting there pitching that you're going to marry an 18-year-old next, you know, and that's the fucked up part.
Yeah,
that's someone's child too.
Yeah, but at 18, it's no. I mean, you got to let go of that shit.
Oh, okay.
Can you imagine going into a fucking 18, let's make it cool, 20 years old,
oh,
right?
Okay, 20 okay,
years
20, old. Yeah, nice and old.
And, yeah. Yeah, and you go to her house and her dad is younger than you. I said,
that'd be weird.
So the girl, Tasha, who is my like assistant in Serbia, beautiful, uh-huh. Beautiful, absolutely beautiful. But her mom is more my type. And one day she goes, hey, do you want to go? I have a boat. Do you want to take the boat out on the river? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, we should do that. And I said, go watch the sunset, have some drinks. And I was like, I would love that. And I was like, you know, can Andrew come? And she's like, yeah, me, you, and Andrew. And I was like, hey, can you invite your mom? She goes, no, I'm not inviting my fucking mom. And she goes, well, you're married. I go, I know, but I just think your mom's hot. You should invite her. She was like, ah, no, we're not going on the river. Fuck you.
Was her mom pretty hot?
Her mom's really hot. Her mom's really hot and single. And her mom is like a fucking concert harpist. Is a harpist, and so is Tasha. Tasha's a fucking harpist.
Okay,
whatever.
Oh shit!
It's so fucking yeah. Is concert harp? What's it?
It's so not
are you done? Are you done learning the piano now that you got your hand back?
I started playing again. I can't do that.
It makes me. You see this and you go, God, man, if I could do that, I'd be the best pianist.
This left hand doesn't really do it yet, you know, but it's starting to get there.
It looks like it looks better.
It's better. It's definitely better, and I got wrist flexion back. But, you know, it takes a while. Man.
Is that what do they give you a list of things you need to get back?
Yeah. Yeah. Wrist flexion is like one of the first ones.
Wrist flexion?
Yeah. I got a medical grade electric muscle stimulator coming.
Oh, putting that on my dick immediately.
Oh, I'll do it for you.
It's gonna be muscle awesome. Stimulator. Fucking muscle stimulate an orgasm out of my dick. Just fucking put it all around. What does it look like? It's like a TENS machine?
I think so. I think it looks like it, but I haven't seen it yet. I'm waiting for it.
I have physical therapy today.
Oh, nice. Are you in pain at all? Or are you
no,
good?
I'm good.
What holds you back at all? Anything?
I can't. I feel weakness. Like once when I take this off, I can't bend like to here. I can only bend like I can't touch my face or anything.
With that hand.
Okay. With this hand. So there's still tightness. And when I walk on the treadmill, I definitely feel tightness in the tendon. Like when
will you wear that on stage? No.
Oh, you haven't seen what I'm wearing on stage?
Well, I saw. Are you really gonna wear that on stage?
Oh, I'm really wearing that on stage.
For at Red Rocks?
Red Rocks, yeah. I'm gonna bring it. Just hit them with a little fucking fireworks every now and then.
So it won't stay on the whole time?
No, it'll stay on the it won't, it's not going to be razzle dazzle the whole time.
But every once in a while it will?
Every once in a while I'm going to hit them with little fireworks.
Make it go on or off?
I'm flying two dudes out to operate it. Yeah. Because you know what it is like, remember when Kevin Hart changed the game? When he put fire up behind him, hit him with the fire! And it was like so, it was a funny thing. And then there's some people that I think the fucking comedy's lost on them with their production value. But I saw that they did it as a joke, right? They did it just as a joke, and I couldn't stop laughing at how distracting it was. I couldn't.
Yeah.
It was making me laugh so hard that I was like, and then I did the video, and the video was really funny. And immediately my manager was like, are you doing that? And everyone started hitting me up going, are you really doing that? You should do that. You should definitely do that. So I put it in the comments and I had my team read the comments and they're like, 96% say that's a brilliant idea. And so I was like, fuck it. It's $1,200 to have this arm go off whenever I want it to. That's flying the guys out, having them operate it. And so I was like,
how will you signify when you want it lit up?
Hit him with the fireworks, Steve. That's the guy's name, Steve. And then, but it, and he can do, I told them if there's at times where it might apply to a joke, like they can do like the red, white, and blue flag. They can just type in like Colorado State flag and make it look like it.
That's hilarious.
So if there's a moment in a joke, and I'm going to go through my set, but if there's a moment in the joke, I might have them hit it. So we'll see. I don't know. I'm sure I'm just going to have them keep it off for the majority of the show. Because it's distracting as fuck to me.
Yeah.
But I had diarrhea for 7 days straight.
This is when?
This is at the end of Go Big Show. Diarrhea.
Is it because you're eating three meals for each meal a day?
I wonder if my body was like, I give up. This is too much. And we need to get all this out. Like, you're going home. We can't take this with us. It's almost like Kabul Airport. Like, just get it out.
So you were just shitting all day?
I was shitting probably six times a day. My asshole was, I felt like it was a prolapsed asshole.
Like tender.
Yeah. And by the way, thank you for Tushy. Let me tell you something. Yeah. When you have diarrhea like that, a bidet. And I had shit so much that I think I had like fissures on my asshole. Like I think I'd burned holes in my asshole. And I would just sit with that Tushy and it would itch my asshole. I would like just let it go and just on the hardest it could go, just oscillate and just, it was almost itching my asshole for me.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
It's the best.
And wait, were you eating aggressively as you had diarrhea?
Yeah. I was about to say no, and then I was like, yeah, pretty aggressively. Like, would you call a tall stack of pancakes? I mean, I fucking had pancakes. I was eating whatever. And then I would catch myself eating spicy food going, what are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
I was putting jalapenos on this thing, and I was like, why are we doing this? This is a bad idea. I ate Hotheads. You know, Hotheads sends us hot sauces. And they have one that is fucking, it is... almost unenjoyable. I think people would qualify it as unenjoyable. I think you could qualify this hot sauce as technically ruining a meal. That's how hot it is. But for the fucking select few, like myself, that love it, when it gets so hot, you're just like, ah, like you're making faces as you eat it. And you're like, oh.
You like that.
I love it. I wish I knew what that hothead sauce was, because it's so fucking good. It's so hot. I put it on paella last night. So goddamn good. But theoretically, if you gave it to someone, if you said, here's two dishes, I'm going to put this topping on this one and then one on that one, nothing on that one. Take a bite of the not one. The guy would take a bite and go, it tastes good. And you go, take a bite of the other one. And you go, I can't taste anything. My mouth's on fire. I'm sweating. I think I'm going to throw up. And you're like, yeah, that's what Bert likes.
That's what you like. How do you like that?
I have no idea. I don't know. Nadav, there's got to be some type in, why do people like hot sauce? It isn't enjoyable.
Yeah, I used to put it on more. I use less than I used to now.
It releases endorphins.
Oh.
Which gives you an instant feeling of pleasure from head to toe. People crave the spiciness of the food the same way they crave sweet and salty. Yeah, I fucking love it.
But there is stuff that's too hot, right?
That's the one I'm talking about.
But isn't that like the bomb on hot ones?
Dude,
you get it eighth instead of tenth, and you're I'm going to die.
The bomb is an interesting hot sauce, in my opinion, because the first time I had it, I said, this is the hottest hot sauce I've ever had in my life. And I qualify that as not enjoyable.
No, it's a total meal ruiner.
But if you put it on a gravy, right? Like, so Leanne makes those country fried steaks, and I will take them and I'll cut them into bites, and I'll put it covered in gravy, and then I'll put just a dab of the bomb on there. And fuck, I remember telling someone who liked hot sauces, I was like, just so you know, this is really hot. And they're like, nah, I'm good with hot sauces. I was like, no, this is like, hey, let's start a TV show about how hot this is and then film people eating how hot this is, and it'll get millions and millions of views. And they're like, I don't get it. And I go, it's called Hot Ones, and this is the hot sauce that's worse than all of them. And they took a bite, and they're like, why, that's why would you have that? That isn't, why, who does this? And I was like, I love it. I love it. I don't know why I like it.
You like the bomb?
I put the bomb on, like, I'll put the bomb on stuff. Like in a chili, I'll put the bomb in chili.
But does it? You kind of dilute it though a little, right?
I dilute it. You can't go.
Yeah.
You can't, like the way you do it on hot ones with the wing. That's like.
Oh my God.
Have you ever done?
It's making my stomach like rumble right now.
Wait. Oh my God. I forgot to tell you one of the funniest. Okay. I wish you could do stand up about seeing things that you can't explain why they're so funny, but in the moment, it's the most brilliant interaction ever. Okay. So I thought of this one that reminded me of this one. So I was at a Buffalo Wild Wings. I'm sure I've told you about this. I was at a Buffalo Wild Wings. I wish I could tell you exactly where it was. I'm by myself. I'm on the road. I love Buffalo Wild Wings. I've been kicked out of three of them. I go, and by the way, for bullshit reasons. One is I took my shirt off at a Conor McGregor fight, and they were like, you need to leave now. And I was like, there's a child in here. And then two were in Utah for standing and drinking. Come on, let's get fucking real, Utah. You can't stand and drink because then kids might see you standing and drinking.
What?
Yeah, you can't stand and drink in Utah. You cannot stand and hold a beverage. You can have it at your table and drink it like a Mormon, or you can stand and drink and they kick you out twice. That happened to me twice. The second time I was like, there's no way this is real. So I'm at a Buffalo Wild Wings. And I hear a young couple, like I'd say 16 years old, 17 years old, first date type shit, right? Sit down, I'd say three tables away from me, right? But just catty corner so I'm hearing all their things, and it's fucking adorable. He's like, he's like, is it a good seat? And she's like, it is. And he's like, So are you like a soda person? And she was like, I am. And he goes, so what's your favorite soda? And it's like first date. And
yeah.
And she goes,
they're cute.
She goes, I like Sprite. And he goes, I like Sprite also. And the lady comes up and she goes, can I get you guys something to drink? And he orders for both of them. We'll both have Sprite. She goes, awesome. And she walks away. And I'm like, oh, how cool is this? Like a first date. And then the lady comes back and the kid is in charge now, right? He's feeling his balls. And he's like, I know what we're doing. And the lady comes back and he's like, I think we'll both be doing the Buffalo Wild Wings challenge. And I'm like, okay, I'm fucking, this is my favorite meal ever. So then the same waitress comes to me and I go, hey, can I get the Buffalo Wild Wings challenge also? I want to see how hot these are. And she was like, yeah, no one gets them. It's like, if you get, type in what the Buffalo Wild Wings challenge is. It's like their hottest fucking 10 wings. I don't even think you win anything, but you got to eat their hottest 10 wings.
This is a horrible thing to do on a date, especially
it's on a first date. The blazing challenge, right? So it doesn't even matter. They're so fucking hot. I take a bite of one and I no longer can feel my mouth. You can just turn it. Look, anyone who vomits or regurgitates during the challenge is officially disqualified. So this guy and this girl, and the girl's like, is this fun? And he was like, yeah. He's like, my older brother and I did it. And listening to him pitch it to his girlfriend, this first date, and I could not stop fucking laughing because I got the wings. I tried the wings, and they're fucking unimaginably hot. Now, this is the one that just happened to me today, and I wanted to tell you today. Now, there's a couple levels to this, okay?
Okay.
Did I ever tell you about the time I sneezed in that Chinese lady's mouth?
I don't remember.
I never told you this?
Maybe. It sounds vaguely familiar.
So I was in Chicago over by that bean. You know where that big bean is? And by the way, this is all trackable. You can find this. This is a true story. You can find this. So there's a Dunkin' Donuts in the subway station near that bean. It's like within walking distance. And I'm with my friend. I think I'm with my friend Stacy. Or no, I can't remember. I think I was with this girl, Heidi. And we were ordering coffees and donuts for all the Trip Flip crew, like all our crew. So I had 2 dozen donuts. I had 2 coffees. And so what I did is I had the coffees in my hand and the donuts in my arms, right? So I was going to carry them. And I was just going up to the top I think our hotel was right there. And as I have the coffees in my hands and the donuts in my arms, I feel like I have to sneeze. And I'm like, and I don't want to sneeze on Heidi or the Dunkin' Donut lady. So I just real quick turn around and sneeze. And as I sneeze, there's this Chinese woman with her mouth open like this. And I sneezed into her mouth. And then I open my eyes and I go, oh my God. She's just like, She looks at me and she goes, I'm going to be sick now. And I go, yeah, I think you are. I said, can I buy you a coffee? She goes, you think a coffee is going to make this okay? I couldn't stop laughing, though, because I sneezed in her mouth. And I get uncontrollably laughing. And I was doing this to her. And I go, I can't just keep going, I sneezed in your mouth. Because I sneezed right into her mouth. I mean, I almost hurt myself. I was that close. Okay. All right. This is the story that I wanted to tell you about. Okay. So I'm driving here and I'm next to this Asian woman in a big white SUV and a dude, this is going to sound like I'm making this up. I'm not making this up. A dude in swim shoes, a bathing suit, a life vest, an outdoors hat, like a full surround outdoors hat with a thing tied in, and a paddle, as if he's lost his kayak, is walking across the street. He is in swim shoes, swim trunks, a life vest, a swim shirt, got his hat on, and he's got a kayak paddle in his hand, is walking across the crosswalk.
Looking for his kayak.
And I watch him, and he's not crazy. He looks like a time traveler, and he's walking across the street, and I track him walking across, and I'm thinking, what the fuck? And I look, and then I see the Asian lady tracking him too, and as she tracks this way, she then cuts to me, looks at me in her car, and just goes, and I couldn't stop laughing. I was like, we should be friends.
Yeah.
I was like,
Moments like that. I had a moment like that here like a week ago. And I've had it a few times where you're at a stoplight and the car in front of you, just goes, you know, just like it's waiting and then they just drive through the red light and you're like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And then I look at the driver next to me. He's like, fuck's happening.
Yeah.
And I was like, I know. And you just kind of want to be like, let's hang out, man. Let's hang out.
Yeah. I told you about the time. I know I've told you about the time. I used to do this as a bit. This is probably almost 18 years ago this happened to me. I was driving on Venice and taking a left on like La Cienega, I think. Or not La Cienega, maybe La Cienega, La Brea around there, but on Venice going that direction. And it's nighttime, and I hear just doom, 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 like just bass, like loud ass bass, and a hoopty, like fucking, like a Impala, what, like a old Impala, like that kind of car, yeah. Pulls up, candy coated paint all over it, pulls up, and it's just loud as shit. And my natural instinct is to look. I want to see the car. I want to see the person driving it. I'm assuming it's a black dude, right? I'm assuming right. It's a black dude who, if I look, he'd be like, what the fuck are you looking at, motherfucker? That's what my head I'm thinking, right? But yeah. I don't look. And then finally, I just peek out of the corner of my eye, and it is a black dude, and he's eating a candy-coated apple. He's just going. It was like the most softest thing you could ever do, just eating a candy-coated apple. And I looked at him, and I was like, hey, and he was like, hey, like, these are awesome, aren't they? It's the fucking unfuckest thing I've ever seen in my life. Just candy-coated apple.
I haven't had a candy-coated apple in so long.
I haven't had one in forever. I don't think I've ever had one.
Really?
I've never had a candy-coated apple now that I think about it.
We should go on a candy run. You want to go to a candy store?
That's the. Oh. I would, by the way, I wish you were here. We could just.
I bet you could shut one down, dude.
I think what we should do, let's do a live show.
Okay.
Where the fuck would we do that? We would have to do it in LA, right?
Yeah, we could do it in LA.
When can we do it? Can we do it in. No, we need to fucking do it like a month out or some shit.
We could do
how
one.
Quick can we, how quick can we put one on? When's your next, your mom's house live?
September 22nd.
Oh, fuck.
We could do one October, November.
You want to do one for my birthday? Oh, fuck. I think I'm working on my birthday.
When's your birthday? The 5th?
The 3rd.
How old do you turn?
In the 40s something. 49. I'm going to be
49?
What should I do for my 50th birthday?
Blow out, bro.
Right?
Come on. Of course. That's the last big hurrah. At 60, it's just like, well, we'll see, you know,
we'll
send them off in the pasture. Yeah. But 50 is like, it's got to be a blowout, dude.
Yeah. Okay.
You have a year to plan for it.
50th birthday. What do you think I should do? Destination birthday and invite all my friends?
Yes.
Destination yes. birthday.
Yes.
Both my daughters will be in college.
Holy shit.
God. Destination.
What are you thinking? Where are you thinking?
Croatia.
That's where you want to go?
Yeah. No, but it's November. It's November. So it's got, we should go somewhere where the leaves are changing. It's autumn. It's kind of cool out. We can wear like nice sweaters. Like, where would be a good, somewhere in Canada?
That could be Idaho.
Idaho.
Wyoming.
Oh, Montana.
Yeah, Montana's the shit.
And I reclaim my manlyhood in Montana, where we're just hunting and fishing and getting on horses and fucking, yeah.
Yeah.
My
get
wife
some fucking,
fucking
huge cabin.
I told a scenario about Leanne's looking really good. I don't know. I think, I don't know what happened, but she's looking really good lately.
I don't know what happened.
No, but I mean, she's been like overstressed. And when you see her, her face is just doing this all the time. And you're just like, ugh. And so, yeah. But yesterday, all of a sudden, she had this like spring in her step and her face was like shiny. Like she looked great. And I was telling a scenario. She got offended by it. She didn't get offended by it, but I was saying like, I was talking about Red Rocks and I was like, oh, it's going to be fucking great. We're going to go to Jimmy Buffett and we're going to be fucking blowing it. We're going to have a great time. We're going to go mushrooms and Leanne's going to just be like kissing me and go, get over here and finger this pussy. And she was like, I'm never going to say get over here and finger this pussy.
And why not?
Like, yeah, I was like, why not? See, that's where the disconnect. I need you to say, and that will happen in Montana. She'll be like, get on over here and finger this pussy.
Yeah.
Destination, Montana. Okay, you want to know the real baller move? Okay?
Yeah, okay.
Can I just plant this seed? And then you, sure. I need you to harvest this for me. 50th birthday.
Okay.
We all go to this beautiful ranch in Montana. We have a great, like, great weekend. A blast. And then on the last night there, right? Last night there, Leanne, this is the part you got to get. Leanne puts down the deed and goes, this ranch is yours.
That's fucking awesome.
Fucking awesome, right? And she buys
me a
ranch.
She won't do it, though, bro.
No shit, because she sucks.
Yeah.
Or, okay, I got an eye on something for you for your birthday.
Really?
It's about $211,000.
Well, wait a minute. I got to get your birthday present ready.
Yeah, I'm starting to get nervous about birthday presents because I think we've might have fucking made this deal with the devil. Because I'm looking at birthday presents for you right now.
Yeah, because you got me the fucking Sea-Doo. You think some high powered, you know, artillery shit is that exciting to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll tell you what I want. I mean, honestly, what? I'm not sure I want Leanne there. For my 50th, it would be great to just like, I'm talking like, you ever seen the video where they drop the bomb into that little sleeve and then they all go like this? I want to do that shit.
Wait, what?
I don't know. Let's just join the military. Like, I just want to blow shit up.
That would be cool.
I have a fantasy, not a fantasy, but like, I keep thinking like in my head, if there was I'm on the road, right? And there's an attack on LA and my family dies, that I turn into a fucking mercenary and I just go in Blackwater style and start murdering people in Afghanistan.
You just pick that destination?
Afghanistan's our biggest enemy, I think, these days. That or China. I'll go into China and just start fucking slaughtering people. Yeah. If it breathes, it dies.
Like some real Rambo shit.
Dude, I'm really into Blackwater these days. Mm-hmm. I've been reading up on Blackwater.
Is that your flip-flop company?
No, that's Freewater.
Oh, sorry.
No, Blackwater was the mercenaries that did took care of Iran. Do you think Saddam Hussein had a bidet?
Yeah, I do. I think a lot of his palaces were equipped with him.
I'll tell you one thing that is probably an unpopular opinion. That's going to be the name of my next special, Unpopular Opinions. Saddam Hussein, yeah? No, I'm joking. Saddam Hussein went out like a fucking gangster.
You think so?
Yeah. Have you ever seen his fucking execution footage?
Yeah, where he was talking shit to the guy before.
Yeah, just like, right? Fuck you. Fuck all of you. If that was me, I would have been like, please don't do this. Please don't do this. No, 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 no. I don't want to die. I guess you guys will never know where the treasure is. And they're like, there's a treasure? I go, hey, if you kill me, you're never going to find it. I'd be like Ted Bundy. You know, that's what Ted Bundy did. You guys want to know where the other bodies are? You're like, oh, yeah, you're not that tough. Isn't it crazy that we celebrate, like, there's documentaries on Ted Bundy?
So many, and they never stop making them.
Yeah, there's so many documentaries on him, and he caused so much tragedy in so many people's lives.
Yeah, and I understand that people are like, stop making shit about this guy. We get it. We get the story.
Harvey Weinstein it did nothing compared to Ted Bundy.
Right.
But there will never be a documentary on Harvey. Like, it's crazy that, well, like, the shit.
There's already a documentary about Harvey.
Oh, there might be.
Yeah.
But no, but you think of, like, where cancel culture is, and you go, Aziz Ansari did nothing compared to Ted Bundy. But if Ted Bundy showed up today, they'd be like, oh my God, give him a talk show. I'd love to hear how you killed more people.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's just a fascination.
Can you imagine if that was your daughter that was killed and then all of a sudden everyone's got fucking he's trending on Netflix and you're like, what the fuck?
Always. And they've made a few scripted movies about him now and documentaries and TV shows, and they keep making them.
It's fucking crazy. John Wayne Gacy, you know, I get chill bumps when I think of how John Wayne Gacy used to kill his people.
Oh my God.
He would do this thing where he had trick handcuffs.
Yeah.
And he'd go, they're trick handcuffs. And the kid would be like, for real? He's like, yeah. Here, handcuff me. So the kid would handcuff him. And then he'd get out of him. He's like, see? He's like, here, I'll do it to you. And the kid was like, okay. Put his hand by his back. And they put on real handcuffs.
Mm-hmm.
That shouldn't have to happen in life.
No.
That should be something that's outlawed. I mean, it is outlawed. But like, the idea that your life could have that in it, and that's how it ends. That's horrific, I think,
man.
Tom, that's what's fucking me up about my arm is the fragility of life is like killing me. That it's just a hair away from, oh shit, I don't know how I'll ever deal with this. Ooh, what a great way to leave a podcast, huh?
Yep, the whole John Wayne Gacy fucking leap off was nice.
Top 10 serial killers. Who do you think they are? Oh, God. See if you can name the top 10 serial killers.
What do you mean by top 10, though?
Let's do
your
top
favorites?
Five. No, just top. Name if the top. If you said top 10 most Googled or whatever serial killers, like the ones that are the biggest, can you name them?
Well, the ones that are the most Googled, yeah, we could probably figure that out or close to it. I mean, it's probably definitely Bundy.
Bundy.
Gacy. Dahmer.
Yep, I got that one too.
I mean, Berkowitz. Right? Son of Sam.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Richard Ramirez?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. He'd be up there. Eileen Wuornos.
Oh, shit. I forgot about her.
And then there's Henry Lee Lucas, even though there's that whole stories about how much of his shit was made up. And then
give me a list of top 10 serial killers and see if we're on track. Ted Bundy is number one. Okay. Pedro Lopez. What the fuck?
But you specifically said most Googled.
Oh yeah, but who's Pedro Lopez? Go back. He sounds like a middle infielder. He was in 300 murders in Colombia and Ecuador.
Oh, yeah.
See,
I
now
heard
that's
about this
that's
guy.
Representation.
Yeah.
Tribal women. After in the 80s, they found 50 of his preteen victims, the graves of 50 of his preteen victims.
What was that guy? What was the LA guy? Remember the guy? They only got him a few years ago, and
the one Patton Oswalt's wife solved, right?
No, that's also super prolific. That you're talking about the Golden State Killer. I'm talking about the South LA guy. You know what I'm talking about? There's a South LA Lonnie something is his name. This guy,
the Grim Sleeper.
Yes,
Lonnie David.
Yeah, look how many. Look at his list.
Whoa, he just died.
Yeah, how many people is he responsible for? It'll probably say somewhere in there. I can't read it.
Responsible for at least 10 murders and one attempted murder in Los Angeles from 1985 to 2007.
Oh, my God.
He was killing mostly, I think, black prostitutes, and they just didn't even...
And no, I guarantee you, no one gave a fuck.
Yeah, they didn't put any effort into it.
The Grim Sleeper. What? See, I think the problem is they're giving them cool names. So if you gave them really bad names, like the Little Dick Bandit,
yeah,
then you would be like, I don't want to be a serial killer.
Go back to that list you had before this.
The Grim
we were looking at
Sleeper. Yeah. Jack the Ripper. Jack Ripper's fucking OG. Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah. Yeah, we listed him.
They call Jeffrey Dahmer the gay cannibal. He'd be like, hey, guys, hold on. It's not exactly what I was doing. Dr. Death? Who's Dr. Death?
I don't know.
What year is it? In 2004?
Between 1972 and 1998.
See, Dr. Death, the fucking Grim Sleeper, the Night Stalker. They're cool nicknames. If they gave him bad nicknames, like... The probably got molested by his father, but really wanted to fuck his mother killer.
I don't know. That might make them kill more.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you don't want to piss them off.
Yeah.
We should come up with our serial killer nicknames. Hey, see if there's a way to come up with your serial killer name. Because you know there's like your porn star name.
Oh, yeah. And your Wu-Tang name.
You got Wu-Tang names?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Killer name generator. This is insane that I can't believe. That I just thought of this, and this is something someone did. All right, how do we come up with it?
Does it tell you?
Yeah, I guess we just put it in here. Let's see. Let's first put in Tom's name. Nope, I think I did this wrong. Give me a second.
Killer name generators. By the way, the trash can butcher was one of them.
There's a serial killer name generator there. Tells you how to do it.
Yep. So what generation, what year were you born in, Bert?
1972. Gen X. I'm Gen X.
What do you currently do in life? You do not work in you do not work in an office.
Yep.
What is your deepest desire? Inner and outer peace, a compassionate world, personal growth, finding true love, understanding other people.
Personal growth.
What would you say is your strongest quality?
I'm going to stand up. What is it?
Confidence, strength, creativity, kindness.
Creativity.
Boy, this is a big old test.
Jesus, how many fucks am I? Keep going.
What role do you play in your friendships? I like to make my friends laugh.
That's it.
How often do you work out?
Every day, all day.
Why did you take this test?
I'm looking to kill people. Is that one of the things?
It looked fun. I was bored. My friends encouraged me to do so. All of the above, none of the above.
All of the above. Okay. My serial killer.
What do you dream about when you sleep?
I dream fucking crazy shit.
Do you dream that you're drowning, fighting, or running away from war? You dream about flying, dream about animals.
I dream about flying. Oh my God. How many fucking questions?
This is
just start answering willy-nilly. It doesn't matter. Okay. I just want a name.
Yeah.
Just click them and go next. Click it. Doesn't matter. Next. And then pick one of these. I'm a male. Type your name here. I thought you were giving me the fucking name. Prosecute me. Whoa. What are we prosecuting me? Don't put my... Kenneth Killer Atama Sheds.
This is terrible. Go to Wu-Tang name generator. Go to Wu-Tang. It's so much more fun.
And I'll just kill under that name.
And quicker.
Wu-Tang generator.
All right. So Tom Segura, from this day forward, you will also be known as Rough Overlord.
Type in Bert Kreischer. I want to see what my name is.
Yep.
All right. Bert Kreischer, from this day forward, you will also be known as Misunderstood Warrior.
That fucking sounds like me.
Yeah, it does sound like you.
Misunderstood Warrior.
All right.
What's your day? What's the rest of your day look like?
Mine?
Yeah. Did you get a pickup truck yet? Did you get a pickup truck yet?
No, I don't have a truck yet.
Okay.
Good idea. I'm going to send an anti-aircraft thing to your house for checkout to see if we can set it up in your backyard. Yeah. I'm going to do Rogan today.
That's going to be a big podcast.
That'll be fun. And then, I already worked out this morning. Feeling good. Can eat some chicken. Hopefully I won't shit like I did yesterday where there's meatballs coming out of a Glad bag. And
that was a good analogy though, right?
That was really good. Yeah. It was fun to see you, man. Kill it this week at Red Rocks. I'm excited for you.
Yeah, thank you. When am I going to see you in person again?
So I would see you next week when I'm in LA.
When you're in LA?
This week. When you're in Colorado, I'll be in LA.
Okay.
And then I'll be in LA again in October. But you're gonna have to come out to Austin sometime soon.
So you're not can we do a live one in a temporary studio in September in Austin?
I think so. Yeah.
Why don't we do a Two Bears, One Cave in Joe's podcast studio?
We can.
See if we can borrow Joe's podcast studio, and I'll fly out in September. Just come down for a day or two.
Oh, we can do that.
And then, Nadav, can you be down there for that?
Yeah, I will have already been moved down there.
Okay, because I want to do another live one. I'm missing the live ones.
The live ones are fun.
Yeah.
Let me. Well, you just text me the dates you can do it.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
All right, love you, buddy.
I love you too, man.
Bert and Tom, Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.